Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael, yes, you're live on the 104.3 FM for Liberty Works Radio Network. As I was talking about earlier, I mentioned that there's some strange experiments going on. Somebody, yes, the competing rocket people up in Wallops Island have been sending rockets out into space. This happened a couple of weeks ago. Well, let's see, 14 September, so a week ago, a little over a week ago, on Tuesday, NASA rocket to create clouds. There's this insanity, as I say, I haven't said my funny little weird quip about, folks, there's a pandemic of dementia sweeping North America and the globe. America is going insane. The global warming, we hear it all the time. If you do any kind of investigation at all into the causes of global warming, what you will see is the sun flares, sun things. The sun is very busy, and the sun is doing crazy things constantly to your atmosphere. Man-made CO2 is on the increase. Yes, it is. Man-made CO2 is a tiny part of the Earth's CO2. Is a tiny part of the Earth's CO2. CO2 is a very small, relatively insignificant, as far as climate goes, gas that's in the Earth. It's significant though because it affects plant life. CO2 is a healthy thing to have when you have plants that are designed to take carbon dioxide and sunshine and use photosynthesis and create hydrocarbons out of that and to pass on oxygen. That's what plants do. They need carbon dioxide. It's a very necessary part of our atmosphere. And what's happening is we're saying the sky is falling, and anytime the sky is falling, it's amazing how often the sky can fall over a zillion things. And every time the sky is falling, it's an opportunity for those who are in part of the political and power process and the power industry to take more power, and at your expense. And they get their funding by the sword. It's mandatory sponsorship of these activities. And global warming or global climate change and things like that, man-made global warming. See, I've got an illness and it's called anthropogenic geothermitis. I'm sick of hearing about man-made global warming. But it's something that comes up. Now it's the sun is doing this amazing stuff. And there are things that affect on whether or not the sun's actually going to heat the Earth. It turns out that when you have dust particles in the sky, you can have clouds. Some say it's from things that come from the sun that cause clouds. But also, if you think about it, if you don't have dust or some kind of a particle, you can't have anything for water to have condensation around. It can't turn to rain unless there's some sort of particle. But clouds form because of dust and temperature changes and moisture and all this kind of stuff. And in fact, so that's one of the things that happens. And there's this thing called the albedo effect. And if there's a whole lot of clouds and the sun is sending its rays down to Earth to warm the Earth, when it hits the water especially, it warms the Earth really nicely. And keeps it, you know, that spreads the warmth out, the currents of the ocean and things like that. But when it hits the clouds, the sun's rays bounce away. Some of them do, some get through, depending on the frequency, so to speak. And they bounce away. And the clouds have a high albedo effect. They bounce the heating effects from the sun away. Where there is no cloud, the sun essentially hits the Earth. And if it's a light color, like in the deserts, it bounces the heat back to space. If it's a darker color, like forests and things like that, it absorbs the heat and it absorbs the light, and that's what plants do, and they have a photosynthesis thing going on. So if you look at the bigger picture, having clouds in the sky is something that will cool the earth. Now, my idea is, again, I'm a Christian extremist, so I think in the beginning, in the Bible, it described a perfect world where you had all this wonderful jungle all over the earth, and there were no clouds in the sky, and it says that a mist came up in the morning and the evening and watered the ground. Well, we see that on a smaller scale in high-pressure environments. When the high-pressure system is over wherever you're living, you'll see that mist come up in the morning and the evening, and it waters the ground. And it's just kind of a neat thing to see. But the sky will be clear. Well, it describes in the Bible that it was like that all the time. And that it was warm enough. You got to realize it was warm enough when the first people were walking around in their birthday suit, so to speak. It had to be fairly comfortable and consistent. The temperature had to be consistent, not getting real cold or not getting real warm. And if you have a whole lot of moisture in the atmosphere, that's what the Bible describes is a huge amount of moisture in the atmosphere, a like a global greenhouse with no clouds and no rain until the fountains of the great deep blew up and all of a sudden you've got possibly some volcanic stuff shooting up in high atmosphere and things like that, creating dust particles. Now you can have clouds and things because there's something for water to do its condensation around. So that's an extremist, Christian extremist nutcase like myself perspective and looking and learning about the environment. And if I look at the environment, I can say, well, hey, to have a ice age, you had to have a wet, non-frozen Arctic Ocean. In fact, if you got a whole lot of warm water in the Arctic Ocean and you have cool continents and the ability to have coolness over the land because it's covered by clouds and not being warmed by the water, you can have an ice age because the evaporation that would come up from the Arctic Ocean would give you the kind of moisture you'd need to dump tons of snow all over the continent. So that's what I understand. That's what I think. Now, watch what NASA's trying to do. They're trying to put dust in the atmosphere. They say a rocket experiment set to launch Tuesday, this was last Tuesday, aims to create artificial clouds at the outermost layers of Earth's atmosphere. I think this is dangerous. They're getting crazy with this whole goofy climate change mania, the pandemic of dementia is affecting their behavior. And they're going to be experimenting with something that may not be something they want to experiment with. What happens when do they know all the effects that they're going to have on this? The project called the Charged Aerosol Release Experiment, it's called CARE. They're taking care with our atmosphere. Charged Aerosol Release Experiment. Now watch this. You know those nutcases that have been saying that if you look up on the contrails or whatever, they say the government's been putting aerosols in the sky and they're trying to poison the planet and all this kind of stuff. They've been saying that for years. And really all it is dust particles from jet fuel, expended jet fuel. And you begin to see it when you're in front of a low pressure system where you begin to have more moisture in the atmosphere. And then you see those trails easier. So just take note, next time you see all those trails, you're going to see that there's a whole lot of clouds are beginning to move into the area. High clouds are beginning to move in the air because it's on the front side of a low pressure system. It's no big conspiracy. It's just a bunch of pollution. That's what it is. It is. It's expended rocket fuel particles and the temperature changes and moisture clinging to the particles. But this project called Charge Aerosol Release Experiment plans to trigger cloud formation around the rocket's exhaust particles. The clouds are intended to simulate naturally occurring phenomena called noctilucent clouds, nighttime glowing clouds, which are the highest clouds in the atmosphere. Now, what's funny is they're intended to simulate naturally occurring. How are they going to simulate something that's natural? They're doing an unnatural act to simulate a natural occurrence. Pandemic of dementia. This is really essentially at the boundary of space, said Wayne Scales, a scientist at Virginia Tech. See, folks, there aren't any dust clouds, particles, showing up there naturally. It has to be an unnatural phenomenon to get them there. Unless, of course, you have a big explosion from some crazy volcano or something like that. He's going to use computer models to study the physics of the artificial dust cloud as it is released. Nothing like this has been done before. And that's why everybody's really excited. We've never done anything crazy like this before, in spite of all the guys that have been saying there's some big conspiracy that they're poisoning the atmosphere on purpose to make us all go crazy. The experiment is a first attempt to create artificial noctilucent clouds. A previous spacecraft called Aeronomy of Ice in the Mesosphere, AIM, they always got to have a cute acronym, don't they? In 2007, was there to observe natural clouds from space. This noctilucent means night shining in Latin. Although difficult to spot with the naked eye, the clouds are best visible when the Earth's surface is in darkness and sunlight from below the horizon, and when sunlight from below the horizon illuminates a high altitude clouds. These clouds, also known as polar mesospheric clouds, are made of ice crystals. The natural ones tend to hover around, see these are unnatural, hover around 50 to 55 miles up above the Earth. CAIR will release its dust particles a bit higher than that, then let them settle back down to a lower altitude. What CAIR experiment hopes to do is create an artificial dust layer. Hopefully, it's a creation in a controlled sense, which will allow scientists to study different aspects, turbulence generated on the inside, the distribution of dust particles and such. What they're really, I think, doing, they're trying to put up a cloud, an albedo effect, to counter global warming. Because guess what, folks? It's not man-made. In fact, what they're doing is putting man-made stuff in the atmosphere to counter the natural effects of the sun. We're going nuts, folks. There's a pandemic of dementia. America is going insane. We're all going nuts. You know what seems strange about this? It's the guys who are really like controlling the strings are really doing weird stuff. I don't know. We give them some pay and a little time on their hands, and they're getting a little overly creative. Scientists will study its progress from ground-based instruments as well as the STP-NRL-STP-SAT-1 spacecraft in Earth orbit. Researchers will track the CAIR dust cloud for days or even months to study its behavior and development over time. And just to let you know, I have been following this kind of story. They really are thinking about putting some kind of mirrors in space or the upper atmosphere, something in orbit to be like a false cloud, a false protection from the heat's, from the sun's heat rays. Hey, you silly goose, it's working. The sun heats the earth. We have plants. They do photosynthesis. Just pay attention to some of these dust clouds going over the earth. You know what the status is when you see all this stuff because the earth is cooling? It's because there's dust and clouds. And guess what? The more evaporation from having lots of water and plants, the more clouds you're going to have. It's really weird, folks. The more healthy our planet is, the more clouds you're going to have. And then you're ultimately will have global cooling in some places, but you're going to need CO2 to feed the plants to pull it all off. It's strange but true. Hey, keep tuning into this Faith and Freedom show. You can check us out on our website. I'm going to have the interview that I did with Mr. Dick Stein yesterday. I'm going to be posting that to our podcast. We have a podcast at faithfreedoms.net. faithfreedoms.net, you can go there, and you're going to see some of the things that we've done over the last 2 years. Some of them would be broken into 15-minute segments, but the vast majority are in 54-minute broadcasts, so you've got to kind of weed through it. But it's something, it's worth checking out. Check out the things by the title. There's some very popular things. There's a couple of things only 3 minutes long that are very popular. Always the short ones always are. But you can check this out. You can keep track of us on faithfreedoms.org. You can go there. And actually watch, if you're listening from home, you can watch online and see what we're doing in studio every day. Otherwise, we're going to be back tomorrow. We got a very special guest. I'm hoping to have an extremely special guest on Monday, somebody that most people would be shocked that we've got somebody from this organization coming to speak with us. So we'll be checking that out. And so you guys, till tomorrow, consider what you're doing. Consider the issues of the day from a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. And tomorrow, give us a call at 888-850-1872.